This is MSO NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Winthrop football coach Sean Driscoll. First game of the season, Friday night at Danvers in their brand new stadium. So, Sean, what are you looking at in game one?
Well, we're looking at hopefully getting off to a good start. We're going up to play a very good Danvers team, as they've been the last couple of years, very competitive, very tough, especially up front on both sides of the football. And we know they're well coached. We know they run a great program. They have a great off-season program. And it's going to be a challenge for us. But we're looking forward to the challenge. As always, everyone's excited about it. We got through camp, and now we get into game week. It's going to be hopefully a good game for us. Yeah. Good way to start.
Well, Sean, you know the strengths and weaknesses of the league, if you will. How would you kind of put your team and forecast your season this year within the NEC South?
Well, any time at Winthrop High School we have returning players from last year, and you have a high number of seniors, which we only have 12, and I say a high number, that's high for Winthrop. And it always seems they bonded over 3 years. A lot of these guys have been playing for 3 years. So we're excited about that, and we're hoping that they can come together quicker than we did last year as a younger group, and knowing the experience and know the routine and what we're looking for. And I think we're getting to that point. Our biggest, where we think we fit in with everyone, obviously, you know, how the league goes, I think everyone's chasing Gloucester and that program up there on the south. And I think after that, it's open season. There's some good teams. We saw Saugus play a little bit last night. They were out there moving the ball, doing their thing. They're tough. Swampscott's always traditionally good. Salem's going to be better than they were last year. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Sean, how about a thumbnail sketch of your offense, I'm sure you're doing the same offense as before, but then who are the players that are you relying on this year?
Yeah, one thing we like is our skill spots. I like our quarterback, Chris Sufante. He's been a four-year starter for us on the defensive side of the ball last year as a quarterback. And a tough kid, smart kid, on National Honor Society school, in school. So really impressed with the way he's come along in 2 years, so we're counting on him a lot. We got Jonathan Gonzalez, our running back, who we had sparingly last year, had a tough year with injuries, but had a strong finish for us. Jaden Brown, another skill guy, he was a junior, coming back. He's been playing since he was a freshman, so we got some guys coming back. Up front, we're liking the way Derek Wasson has come along, and Luigi Spinazzola as our center, they're doing real well. They're having a great camp, and they're really working hard with those young kids that are up front too, so we always believe at Winthrop High School the game is won, up front in how you play defense. And I think defensively, I like the way we get into the ball. I like the quickness that we have. We got some key plays and key spots. So we're hoping we can put it together.
Let me just follow up more on that defense. I know you got guys playing both ways, obviously. Yeah. There's no question about that. But if I were a scout watching you guys on defense, who would I notice kind of right away?
I think one of our defensive ends, Joe Trenneth, senior, been with us for 3 years, watching him play defensive end for us. He gets off the ball well. He's a strong kid, and really like the way he plays the game of football on a defensive standpoint. He's also a tight end for us on offense, so it goes both ways. And that's always been a pride thing at Winthrop High School, being a small school. You want to play both ways, and that's what we're trying to instill in these kids, that this is what you want to try to do, and this is what it's about at our school.
Last question, your coaching staff for 2016, maybe. Who's back and any new coaches?
Actually, everyone's back from last year, and we had one addition, and he's a legendary quarterback here, is James Fusillo. He was captain of that 2016 and a team in 2005 quarterback. Just returned back to Winthrop. He was living in Washington. He's now a Winthrop firefighter, and it was great to have him back. He's a great kid to be around, and the kids are already gained so much from him already in the first couple weeks.
Nice job. Always good to bring the big name, names back,
it's
coach.
Funny, I think everyone that's on our coaching staff, with the exception of one person, has played football and lived in this town for a long time, and the family name start to treat. So it's part of the tradition here. So we're excited about it.
I'm surprised you have one guy.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding you. All right, coach. Great talking with you. Best of luck this season.
No problem. Thanks. Have a good year.
Sean Driscoll, head football coach at Winthrop High School, with us here on MSO NewsSports.com.